in andere uitzendingen hebt gehoord dat we in de Newby Hall zijn. Behalve het huis is het ook een groot aantal tuinen. En in een van die tuinen kijken we helemaal uit naar de hall. Mark, it's your job, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I'm the head gardener, but obviously as we're looking at one of our key features, our double herbaceous border, it's a team effort as well. It's not down to one individual. It's very much teamwork.
It's one flower bed, isn't it?
It's very much a whole entity. It's not individual small beds that are isolated and do a feature on their own. It's a full entity from the hall right down to the river, and that's very important for us to get that right. We need rhythm and flow down the border, so we have strong repeat plants to give us that.
Yes, because you're open from April till September, so it has always be flowers, I think.
We are. I mean, obviously, that's for all gardeners, big or small, that's not an easy thing to achieve, to have full impact right the way through the season. We tended to bias certainly on the border towards from delphinium time, so mid-June, right the way through to October, even November. In many ways, I think it's quite nice to have a double herbaceous border that's always going to, at the very least, be coming into its own if you came and visit it, rather than something that's blown. And it would be difficult to have a full impact from April right the way through to September. So quite often, as I say, whether it's a big garden or a small garden, you have to make some compromises and maybe some decisions on where you want to bias your impact for that flower show that you're going to achieve.
Kom eens kijken naar de tuinen in Newby Hall. Informatie kun je ook vinden op de site van Newby Hall en ook op die van Visit Harrogate.